Welcome to the Don't You Worry podcast. We're your hosts, Briley and Britton Caldwell, and we're here to say don't you worry through stories, encouragement, and joy. Be sure to like and subscribe so you don't miss an episode. So sit back, relax, and enjoy today's conversation. Hey guys, welcome back to the Don't You Worry podcast. It's your favorite host, Briley Caldwell, and unfortunately, Britton cannot be with us this week. She's a little under the weather. But this month, we've been doing little mini-sodes because we've been so busy lately, a packed schedule. So this is our second mini-sode of the month, and I enlisted a special co-host for the day. Are you excited to be back?
I'm very excited, very excited.
He's been on before, but it has been a while.
It's been a while, and I haven't hosted.
Yes, correct.
Right? I've just been a guest on your podcast. So,
but this is our dad, and he is very excited to be back. We actually just got off the golf course.
We did. Just got off the golf course a few minutes ago.
Yeah.
And came straight here
to get some Zaxby's.
Yeah.
They're not sponsoring us.
No.
I should probably not show that to the screen. But neither is Seaside. And Seaside,
you're decked out in Seaside. So.
Yeah. But how'd you play?
I played pretty good. Mm-hmm. How do you think I played?
I mean, pretty good. We both lost one golf ball in the
water. I did hit a golf ball in the water. Yes, I did.
But you were trying to show off. It wasn't that like you couldn't have hit it on the green.
Right, right. I was hitting the ball really, really well.
Yeah.
I had just come off of two birdies, and so I was playing really well. And
I've been playing decent the last few weeks. Mm-hmm, I feel like I'm getting better. There have been a couple of times I hit over 60, and if you're not in golf world, that's on nine holes. Yes, not the 18. Yeah. So if you're not in the golf world, that's not good. But that's okay, because today was not over 60, so I count that a win. Nobody needs to hear what the score was, but it was not over 60.
You did okay.
So it was all right. I played pretty well. So
I came out even par. I played really well.
Yeah. Well, I was like under par, like 15 under.
Yeah. Okay.
On a nine.
Okay.
On a nine hole.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure. So here we are, and we are we want to talk about a couple things, right?
Yeah.
This is a mini-sode from your September mini-sodes.
So it'll be a little quick one.
Yeah. So what do you want to talk about today?
I want to ask you why you love golf so much, because you seem kind of addicted to it.
I do have an addiction
and
to golf.
And I do. I love it, but you seem really addicted. So why do you love it?
Yes. Well, it's a couple of reasons. One, because it's spiritual.
Mm-hmm. Right. And how is that? It doesn't feel like a good spiritual, because sometimes when you're hitting that thing and it goes off to the side, it doesn't feel like a real spiritual moment.
Sure, sure. Now, I will say that my biggest support, or my greatest compliment to the game maybe, is that it requires, there's so much complexity to it, and it requires something that most people don't realize it requires. You know, whenever you go to tee off on a hole, that's the first shot that you hit on a golf course, you've got to give it everything, right? You've got to find power. You've got to find
aggressive,
full swing, attack at the golf ball. Mm-hmm. It is everything you've got in you. Then the next shot on a par four, for instance, is an approach shot. And so it's not a grip it and rip it. It's a, okay, how do I need to shape this shot? Mm-hmm. I need accuracy. I need smooth. I need dialed back a little bit from the tee box. And then whenever you get up close to the green, you've got to be real delicate.
Right.
And then you've got to...
You can't hit it too hard, or else you're going to go back and forth.
Right. You've had a few of those happen, right? And so you've got to be able to be delicate and really finesse something into it. Mm-hmm. And that's every hole.
Yeah.
And then you've got to redo it over and over and over again. And so there's something that it does in your mind. There's something it does to your body. Even, you know, today, whenever I was teeing off, like I was teeing off with irons today because I was kind of playing up. And as I was doing that, I was, you know, just ripping it as hard as I could. And then again, whenever I go to that second shot, I wanted to say, okay, what can I do to make this accurate? Mm-hmm. How can I make sure this is struck well? How can I make sure it's done well? And then when you get up to the green, you've got to be so gentle and finesse in and dial something in so perfectly.
Yeah.
And I just love doing that over and over again. And mentally, for me, it's always done that in my mind. And, you know, there's some days where I've heard it said, I may have sent you a reel or something that's like, so whenever you go to the driving range, or whenever you go to the golf course, like you turn your driver on, then you turn your woods on, then you turn your irons on. And then when you go to turn your wedges on, your driver stops. Yeah. That it's like you can't, everything can't work at the same time, right? Yeah. You turn your putter on and your irons go out. And what that is I think mentally on the game, on the course, mm-hmm. you get into a place where you're able to dial something in, but you're not able to go for it anymore. You're able right. to, and it, because there's so much mentally that goes on. That's why I love the game, and I've loved it for a long time, since I was 7 years old. Started playing
so
when I was seven.
So you feel like it's like a parallel to life?
I do. If you can, yeah, if you can learn how to go for it when you need to go for it, uh-huh. how to dial it in when you need to dial it in, how to make those incremental micro decisions. Mm-hmm. I heard one of your episodes talking about micro moments, like little bitty things mm-hmm. that if you're intentional and you play it right, mm-hmm. is gonna work out in your favor. And golf has so many life lessons, yeah. right? If you hit, we both hit a golf ball in the water today.
Yes, unfortunately.
So whenever the next shot, you can't make up that shot.
Right.
You can't go back and change it. You can't, you know, I tell young golfers all the time, if you're 5 or 6 strokes down and you're not playing well, you can't make up 5 strokes in one swing.
Yeah.
You can lose 5 strokes in one swing.
Yeah.
really quickly, you know. And so just knowing that every shot is unique, every shot is, there's no two shots ever the same. Mm-hmm. Even if you're hitting on the driving range and you're just hitting a bucket of balls, after that first shot, your energy level is different in your mm-hmm. body. The weather may change, the wind may change, something may be different. Every single shot is different. And knowing that every shot is unique, it's kind of like what we deal with in life. Every relationship, right. every moment is unique. So mm-hmm. focus on it. Like this, I always tell you and the girls that I coach with, you girls, mm-hmm. you know, every shot, this shot has never happened before.
Yeah.
Right. So whenever you address this golf ball, it's never happened before this way. Mm-hmm. All the elements haven't been in. And so I love that about the game.
Yeah. I feel like you were saying with life, even in the things that you're doing every day, even if it's the same exact class or same exact people you're around, it's never the exact same. You know?
Right. Yeah. Everything's, it's always unique. It's always unique.
You got to just focus on the one shot in front of you.
That's exactly right.
So how long have you been playing golf?
Since I was 7 years old.
That's a long time.
35
years.
It's
a long commitment.
It is.
So how much would someone have to pay you to stop playing?
I don't know if there's a number.
That's really impressive.
Yeah. I mean, you could give me $10 million and I don't think I would stop playing.
Yeah.
I would think about it because, mm-hmm. you know, that would be a pretty big difference. But another part of the game I love, you know, my dad taught me how to play.
Right.
And so when I'm on the golf course, I can still kind of hear his voice. You know, if there was a match that you played in that I wasn't able to go to.
Uh-huh.
And I remember mom.
Mom was killing it. She was, shout out mom, queen sports mom of the day.
Yeah.
Golf mom. Driving her little cart. Specifically, also, I thought she was a bad golf cart driver because I was making fun of her. I was like, oh, you made that turn a little sharp. My life flashed before my eyes today. You are so much worse of a golf cart driver than mom is.
I grew up working. Like, no, I grew up working at golf courses.
You did.
A golf cart is an extension of my body.
And your grandfather's always had a golf cart. So you've driven that around on the farm, which like I expected. But there were a couple of those holes today where you're like, all right, get in. And then you just took off around a curve. We're like sideways. I was like, oh, no.
They were fast golf carts.
They were.
They were fun. Yeah. It was good.
They weren't the electric ones either. They were loud ones.
So whenever you were at the match that I wasn't at, mom was saying, you know, what would dad say? What would dad say? And you even said, here's what he would say. Keep my head down.
Yeah,
keep focused.
Be an athlete.
Be an athlete. That's what I say all the time, right?
Yeah.
And same goes for me. Like I hear those things from my dad. So, when I'm out there, I get to experience just all those things and mm-hmm. I love it.
How do you like coaching us? Cause I really appreciate your coaching style. The other day when I was on the driving range, I could not figure out what I was doing wrong. Mm-hmm. I had my hands, like the way that you hold your hands on a golf club, you're supposed to have them almost on top of each other so that it's like more firm. That was not how I was holding it. And I like you had originally taught me that last year.
Right. Yeah.
But
yeah.
Obviously like other things are getting in my brain. So then I had moved it and mom was like, well, maybe you need to call and ask dad like what you're doing wrong. I was like, but I don't know. Like he would have to be here to see it. So I don't know how to explain it to him. And then I turn around and the coach is bringing you in his little golf cart. And I was like, when did he get here?
I tried to make it. My truck wouldn't start.
Yeah.
And then I had all kinds of issues, but like I made it.
I assumed
just
you
in
were
time.
Not coming. And then I was like, oh, now he can see what I'm doing wrong.
Yeah. Yeah. And we fixed it.
Yeah.
It was just
you
a
did.
Couple little things. So,
but how is it coaching like me and my friend and my Britton plays some too?
Yeah.
How is it coaching us since like you know all the things, but we don't know all
I
the
will
things?
Say, I did not realize how much there is about the game of golf because I've been doing it so long.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, oh, don't walk through somebody's line. Don't, you know, don't move this. Don't, when you do this, make sure this. There's so many things that happen.
Yeah.
And again, I think that's part of the complexity that I love. When you're on the tee box, like there's certain things you need to focus on and do, certain ways you need to lay up, like ways the course runs, ways the wind, the everything is there. And so I feel like I'm overwhelming you all when I'm like, okay, girls, before you hit the shot, here's 18 things to think about. And yeah. It's like, now don't think about anything.
Right.
Now make it have it. Yeah. So it's been fun. You know, I really enjoy going and not playing, but just walking with you girls and mm-hmm. watching you play and like kind of coaching each shot. And that to me is a lot of fun. It's been good. I've liked seeing you grow. You get better. So you're better now than you were.
Yeah.
So
I think
that's good, which means, you know, it's kind of a consistency and a discipline, right? Mm-hmm. And so you know, your podcast is a Christian podcast, so
right.
Like there's some,
it kind of applies to kind of the, applies the things to the that Christian, you try to do.
The Christian walk, it applies to that. And
something that we talked about at camp, I don't remember which of the speakers it was, I think it was the first one, mm-hmm. but he was saying with consistency, because he was talking about how usually when you go to Christian summer camps over the summer, they're like, all right, now this is really good. This has been a great week. We're going to try harder. We're going to try to live our life better. But it was like, what do you remember the exact phrase he used?
Something about, it's not about trying harder. It's about just
training harder.
Training harder. Yeah.
Or training better or
training,
something like that. So that almost does apply to any sport that you're playing, like whether you're golf or basketball or football, whatever it is. Like, the more you, it's not just about, oh, we're going to try harder next time we go out on the course or on the field, but it's more like the more you train, the more you put into it, which is the same with reading your Bible or your prayer time or even investing in people.
Yeah.
I feel like that kind of works with that too.
Training over trying. There's a guy, old professional golfer a long time ago. He was doing an interview and he'd hit a hole in one. It was like 13 hole in ones or something that he had had.
That's insane.
And they said, the guy said, wow, you are so lucky. He said, yeah, the more I train, the luckier I get. Mm. And I thought, there is something to that. Because he hits, you know, 10,000 golf balls a day or something something outrageous, you know.
Yeah.
And the more you hit, the more you know. Like, you know, like you say, I can get on a green and I can try harder on this putt.
Right.
But if I haven't trained on this green, there's a good chance it's not going to go in.
Yeah.
And same is true in life and in everything. I love the game. It's just, it's so much fun. And I'm glad you're enjoying it now too.
It's really fun. If you were to give our listeners one big lesson you've learned or one big thing that you've taken away from golf, what would it be? That could apply to anyone's life, even if they don't golf.
I would say it has a lot to do with your mindset.
Mm-hmm.
And that's everything in life.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I have a friend who has played golf with me several times, and he always says, whatever you think, you're probably right. So if you think you can't, you won't. If you think you can, you will.
Mm-hmm.
And it's pretty simple, but if you think about it, like you go out and put your mind in the right place,
mm-hmm.
things will somehow fall in line. You know, it's kind of like if you look for the good in the day, you're going to have a good day.
Yeah.
If you look for the bad in the day, you're going to have a bad day. I could say I lost a golf ball today, and that could be my big takeaway. Or I could say I shot even par while I lost a golf ball. Like the birdies were flying today. It felt good today, right? And it's because I want to look at the good. And so I would say, as it applies to golfers, you know, have your mindset in the right place, your headspace. You know, whenever you go into a match, we always tell you, forget about everything else that you've had going on, right?
Forget don't about think about what school. You're doing after this.
Don't think about biology.
Yeah. Oh, I hate biology. Okay. Hold, please. Because if you didn't watch last week's episode, I've been taking union classes, dual enrollment classes through Union University.
Thank you, Union University.
Thank you. Shout out, Union. We love you guys. Again, this is not a plug because I do not know for sure if I'm going there, but we love Union University.
Yep.
And their classes, I was able to take, I'm taking three. Mm-hmm. I have two blocks in the day that are open. So I'm taking three classes in those two blocks, meaning I do have to work on it outside of school.
Mm-hmm.
One of those is the Old Testament class I'm taking. Mm-hmm. I actually really love that class because I have always wanted to study more of the Old Testament. I don't really understand it well. So sometimes I'll hear like a story that I should probably know growing up at church. I'm like, I have no idea who that is. So I'm really excited to like actually lock in and kind of learn some things about that. But then also an English class, and I love writing. I get a little frustrated with it sometimes, but like I pretty much enjoy essays and writing and different types of reading things. Biology, I could not care less in the world what in the world my cells look like. I trust that God created it exactly how he wanted it to be. I don't need to know what, I really do not care. Like, I'm glad that it is so complex and beautiful, but I don't need to memorize the parts of it.
Yeah, you didn't get biology from me or mom. We're not big biology fans.
People keep asking me, like, what are you going to do in college? And I'm like, not biology, not nursing.
You know what you're not going to do, right?
Anything along a science path is not going to be it.
Oh, come on. And sometimes that kind of stuff leaks over into your golf game.
You're right.
If you go home and, you know, it's outside of school hours, you're trying your best to get biology done.
Yeah.
Then you go to the golf course.
And it's a little frustrating.
In your backswing, you're thinking about the cells and about what was the Golgi
apparatus.
Golgi apparatus.
Yeah, that's what we were learning about the other day. Because mom is like in the room quizzing me on the different flashcards. And even worse, we like studied a ton of stuff the other day. And none of it was on the quiz that I was going to take. So I was like, this is not good. And then I was not in the mood to go golf.
I kind of feel like the Golgi apparatus is kind of like the Friends quote from Phoebe talks about the phalange, you know.
Yeah. And she's like,
it's made up. It doesn't matter.
It doesn't actually exist. They're just tricking us. It never says anything about the Golgi in the Bible. So it could be something completely different.
Your biology book needs to be the Bible, right? Yeah. Old Testament. You're looking up Old Testament. Yeah. Well, I would say that. So to your listeners, I would say focus on your mindset. Keep your mind right and then things will flow.
That's good. Yeah. Put yourself in the right mindset today and you're going to have a good day if you think you will. So
that's exactly right.
Yeah. Thanks for coming back on the podcast. Yeah, it was really
fun. This is fun. Let me know how I did with in Britain's seat.
Yes. Yes.
Britain's going to comment now.
If you want a petition, she's going to be like, now she's going to do one without me. And then what are they going to do without Briley?
Yeah.
It's going to be a back and forth thing.
We'll see how that goes.
Yeah. Thanks for joining us this week, and we will see you back next week for another great conversation.